The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Do you want to read out a post from Twitter to you now? It is from Kira Stiertich and it says, I have had no choice but to take our story public. I have been waiting for surgical intervention and a surgical plan and communication about my son's scoliosis treatment for too long. That is what she put up online. When she says too long, she means quite literally years. That is how long her son Dara has been waiting for treatment, for surgery, for his scoliosis. And Kira joins me now. Kira, you're very welcome to the show and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, for going public as well with the story. Before we talk about the services or the lack thereof and everything else happening, tell me a little bit about Dara.
So Dara was born in 2011 in Temple Street. He was born with the condition spina bifida. As the years progressed, it was pointed out that he also had the condition scoliosis. They tried to maintain it as much as possible with sort of short-term measures such as bracing and things like that. But it was said to me from quite an early age that eventually Dara would need the surgery for his spine to correct it.
And at what point then did that become a necessity? At what point were doctors saying to you, okay, we're into that window now where surgery is what we need to look at?
I don't have the exact date that Dara was put onto the waiting list. That's something that I'm trying to inquire about at the moment. But discussions of surgery probably became more serious about five years ago. It's been discussed that okay. He needs surgical intervention.
Okay. So what was going on? How would you describe Dara's condition, say, 5 years ago when discussions were being had about surgical intervention?
Well, it's well known that scoliosis progresses and that Dara was going to be going through growth spurts. So as that happens, the degree of his spine would become more bent and things would just become a little bit more awkward for him. 5 years ago, he was much straighter than he is now. I don't have the exact, degree, but that's all documented in his x-rays. He would have had yearly x-rays. And you would be able to see as the years go on that his scoliosis in these x-rays was progressing worse and worse. And now here we are in 2024 and it's at 120 degrees.
Oh, wow. 120 degrees. I mean, that's, it's a huge spinal curvature. When Dara was born and when he was diagnosed with the scoliosis, did you know much about the system or the kind of the shortcomings in it or delays back then, Kira? Did you kind of, like a lot of parents would, assume, okay, this is not a good thing, but, when we need help, we're going to get help?
I had faith in the system that whatever Dara needed would be provided for him in a timely manner. And whatever treatment that was being planned for him would be delivered and whatever he needed would be delivered to him. I never imagined finding myself here with him being untreated for so long.
When or at what point did you realise, oh, actually, this system doesn't work the way it's meant to work?
I would say I heard other people discussing it in the background. But as Dara was still being seen and x-rays being taken, I just had my trust that he was being looked after and he would be seen too when it was his turn. I know there's other people waiting as well. But I would say I became seriously concerned probably a year and a half or 2 years ago, very concerned. But 3 years ago, I started to get a little bit uncomfortable with the way things were progressing for him.
And how was Dara through all of this? Say, he's 12 now, I think, is he? We go back 5 years when he was a 7-year-old and surgery became a necessity. How has the delay impacted him?
So Dara's a very upbeat person. He wants to fit in like any other child. So even having to put this story out there was a big decision for me. He just wants to fit in with the boys. But slowly over the years, where Dara would have been doing certain physiotherapy things, he'd be going into braces, getting himself weight bearing into what is called a dynamic stander with wheels. Slowly, as his body started to tighten up and tighten up, he was unable to do these types of physiotherapies anymore.
And I guess then, I don't know, you tell me, does it, I could see how that could become isolating the rest of the kids, particularly at that age when, I mean, there's such focus on activity and they're outside kind of running around and playing so often, despite the modern kind of distractions of screens and everything else. Does it get isolating?
It does get isolating. Dara is a huge fan of sports. I would have hoped, if he wishes to do so, that he would have got involved with basketball, wheelchair basketball or wheelchair sports. But because Dara has had to use a molded wheelchair seat, which is quite heavy on his wheelchair, not only is he struggling to get around, you know, the scoliosis makes it that bit harder for him. His chair is heavier as well. So, it really affects his chair, his posture, and how much he's physically able to do as well.
And I'm sure, Kira, like for the rest of you, I know that kind of the desire is just you want things to be as normal as possible and that life goes on and, you know, Dara has the same experiences as anyone. But, I mean, it must be tough.
It is tough because, as other parents have mentioned before, we're constantly waiting for intervention, for that phone call, for someone to reach out and give us some news, an update. So basically, like where a lot of families would go away for the summer, they were able to plan trips. We stayed around all summer just waiting for a phone call when we heard of, you know, outsourcing and new initiatives, because I so badly wanted Dara to get this fixed so he can start to live his life to the best quality again.
Yeah, and I'm conscious as well of his age, you know, 12, he's nearly 13, that it's also getting into that kind of that space whereby kids are going to want to become that bit more independent. You know, and the rest of his peers are going to want to spend a bit more time kind of, you know, not with mum and dad looking over their shoulder and everything else.
Absolutely. Dara's very independent. So, like I said, that's why it was a big decision to sort of publicize what's been kind of dragging out for us. But Dara loves school. He's very sociable. And like he has a sister as well. And she's they're only 1 year apart. So absolutely, he talks to some of her friends and he I'm sure would like to see the day that he could go and meet his friends in town and do those things. But obviously, he has to be physically in the shape to be able to do those things.
And how confident are you, Kira, that he'll get in that shape?
I do have faith that there's great surgeons out there. And that if the right surgeon undertakes his surgery and he gets a plan into action as soon as possible, that he might not get 100% at this stage, but that he can get a better quality of life.
But has there been any update in that regard? I mean, has there been any feedback, any information?
We have had a couple consultations this year. They were 6 months apart. One was local and one was with an outsource initiative. And the feedback is that Dara can be helped, but it's just to get this plan up and running. And that's what we're waiting on. And that part of the process with communication is very hard when you're unsure of what the plan is.
And the longer all of this takes, I assume then the more difficult it is to undo the damage that the scoliosis is continually causing. Is that it?
So, yes. Dara has been being seen by a few extra doctors, but that's also, part of pre-operation preparation to do with parts of his body that he never had issues with particularly before. The lungs can be affected by scoliosis and the heart can also be affected by scoliosis.
I understand his heart has started to be impacted a little by the curvature. Is that right?
Yes, I had some news that his heart, it's having some issues. It's looking a little bit larger in areas or on the larger side, which is in part most likely to the scoliosis.
So, Dara would have been seen, had Simon Harris's promise all those years ago ever been kept, he would have been seen, how long did you say, 5 years ago? 5 years, you were talking about this anyway, surgery? 4.5 years ago, he would have had that surgery. So for 4.5 years, he would have been post-surgery, getting on with his life, enjoying all of that independence that 12, 13-year-olds like to push the boundaries within. How frustrating is that?
It's frustrating. That's why the decline can happen so quickly. I can look at pictures from even 3 or 4 years ago. He was in a much straighter position, although he still did have, a significant curve. It's frustrating. He's a lovely boy. I think he deserves timely intervention, as do all the kids. And I think it's completely unnecessary for Dara to be dealing with extra issues on top of his underlying condition, which is the spina bifida. It's just adding extra weight where there doesn't need to be by leaving the scoliosis untreated.
And we had a, over 20 billion euro budget surplus yesterday on top of a budget surplus last year of several billion euro, a surplus the year before, we'll have a surplus next year. It kind of, hear stories like this, kind of beggars belief that this is still the situation when we have so much money, when the government, the people kind of funding all of these schemes have so much money.
Yes, I do think there was initiatives to put money towards this. I don't really know what happened there. I guess that's for, the professionals to figure out where that money went. But it is upsetting to hear that money isn't an issue in the matter. So it seems to be a time and organization issue that's happening with us anyways.
Kira Steertich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.